Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Co-host, my partner in crime on the other line, Willie Boy, William Remote. What's going on, man?
Well, not much. What's up?
Good, man. I'm just hot. Hot as hell, man. Hot in New York City. Sitting here in my room, butt naked by the fan, by the air conditioner.
That's all visual we want to get in our heads. Unless you got some female fans who, you know.
Yeah, for all you females, I'm butt naked by my air conditioner. Because it's hot, man. And, you know, I got to keep my balls fresh. Because, you know, during the summertime in the heat, the balls get sweaty and hot. So you have to keep it cool. You have to keep them cool, you know. I don't know what you're doing. I mean, maybe you're cooling yourself down with some ice cubes, but I'm cooling myself down by getting butt naked, standing here by the air conditioner, and, you know, I'm cool and fresh now. Cool and fresh.
I'm just cooling myself off watching SNY, you know.
Oh,
you know, my Mets one, but I guess I'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow.
Yeah, talk about that on your sports
on
show tomorrow. This is not
sports
the New York Mets show. This is I Am Mac. Okay? So what's been going on with you, man? I know last week, okay, I have to tell my audience this. Last week, William repented his sins, and now he's a devout Christian now. Right, little boy?
Well, I'm crying.
You repented your sins, and now you're a devout Christian, so that means no more sex talk, no more porn, no more violence, no more stealing or cheating. I mean, basically now you're boring now.
Well, I haven't really stolen anything. I mean, I take a cookie. I mean, I guess that would be considered stealing. So,
I guess. Yeah, I mean, come on. Since you're a devout Christian now, we can't talk about women. We can't talk about sex or porn or violence. There's a lot of stuff we can't talk about now, man. Because you're like a goody boy, a goody two-shoe Christian now.
Well, I'm a human being. I mean, if you
want
to talk to me.
I know you're a human being, but, I mean, come on. I want the old Will back.
It's me. Hello. It's me.
90% of what we talked about was women, sex, and violence, and porn. I mean, with the 10% of our conversation now is going to be spent on talking about the Yankees and sports and WWE, basically guys wrestling around in their underwear.
Of course, we're still going to talk about ladies.
And video games, too.
Dude, I said I'm being, I repented. I didn't say, I'm turning gay.
Well, yeah, I know.
Of course, you know.
Well, yeah, I know you're not turning gay, but I'm saying, I mean, like the sex talk, like, you know, can't talk about that anymore. Can't talk about banging girls.
Well,
we'll still talk about, good-looking girls, but, I mean, as far as, you know, talking about, like, wanting to bang, Jessica Simpson, we can't do that anymore. Right? Because Jesus is watching. God is watching.
Well, I mean, he's always watching, so.
And he's listening. So you repented, and now you can't go back.
Well, I do what I gotta do.
All right, man. Well, I mean, I respect you. I respect you for that you repented and, you know,
hey,
you wanna go the devout Christian route. But you know, you're gonna have to go to church on a regular basis now. There's not gonna be no sleeping in on Sundays. You gotta get up and go to church.
Well, I mean, hey, feel free to talk to me about anything. I mean,
right.
You know, be real.
But
keep
I still got $100 on it that you're still gonna revert back to your old ways. So I don't see this lasting for more than a few weeks. Am I right or wrong?
Hey, you're probably right, but just gotta, you know.
Well, we shall see.
You're probably right, but, you know, just gotta try.
As for me, I mean, I don't know when I'm gonna repent my sins. I'll probably repent probably when I'm like 80.
Thought you were gonna say 102.
Nah, I'm not gonna live to 102. I doubt it. Unless, you know, somehow, you know, scientists create the fountain of youth. And sometimes we could live, you know, that long, but I doubt I'll live until 102. Although everyone wants to live until 100, but by then I'll probably look old and wrinkly, gray hair, you know, wrinkly penis. So, I don't want to be dead by 102. And I told you how I want to die, right? I want to die banging. I mean, I want to die when I'm having sex.
Yeah, like you always say. You said you you want to go out, you know, with a bang.
I want to go out banging. I want to go out with a bang. And then that, like that, at that last moment, that's when I'll repent my sins.
How you gonna repent while you're on?
I do it real fast. Do it real fast,
man. You got have a heart attack before you actually do that.
Hey, you never know, man. This is McCorley. This is iMac. You don't know. Work my magic. But anyway, enough with the nonsense. Let's get some news. There was a story that I saw on television the other day about this woman. She fell asleep on a plane while on a plane trip from Washington, D.C. to Philadelphia. And I think she was on a plane for 4 hours. And when she woke up, no one was on the plane except for her. And she was walking around for 15 minutes until TSA officers and police questioned her. And they thought she was a terrorist because, you know, how she got on a plane. But she got on a plane because they basically left her there asleep and locked her in. But I got the whole story for you. Let me just play the clip here.
Yeah,
it's a funny story.
Yeah, I haven't heard this one.
Oh, man. I don't know how the hell this happened. And I don't know how the hell that woman could sleep for that long.
Somebody's
played for 4 hours.
Somebody's definitely going to lose their job for this.
Well, she's suing them. She's suing United Airlines. So let me play the clip for you.
Well, imagine doing that and nobody wakes up. Have you ever fallen asleep on an airplane? Hopefully not when you're flying one, right, John?
Not when you're flying.
Okay, good. Well, imagine doing that and nobody wakes you up when you get to the airport. Megan just mentioned this a minute ago. This is the woman from Michigan who finally awoke by herself hours and hours later, found herself inside a locked, empty airplane. Yikes. Well, guess what? She's suing now. Ginger McGuire is on the phone with us now. Ginger, let's get to the facts of this case. How long were you on that plane after it landed, sound asleep?
Approximately, I'd say 3, maybe 4 hours.
And what time of day was it that you actually woke up and realized you're the only one on board?
It was 3:50 a.m.
3:50 a.m. What was your reaction and how the heck did you get out?
It was panic. At first, I paced the aisleways. And next thing you know, the door opens and there's two Philly police officers along with TSA.
And how did they know you were in there? Did you make a call?
No, actually the cleaning crew told me.
Wow. You have decided now to sue the airline. Why?
I think that's pretty obvious.
Well, explain.
Well, I was left on the plane. Nobody woke me up. Nobody handled the situation properly to get me off the plane. And
I guess I'm asking the question, Ginger, because I don't think it is obvious to a lot of people. I take a train home, and if I fall asleep on a train, which I've done, I miss my stop. It's not the train conductor's fault that I missed my stop. Can't you set an alarm, have somebody call you?
I wasn't planning on. I had been up for 24 hours. I had a 10-hour layover in Dulles.
Yeah, do you have an alarm on your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't my intention to.
No, I'm sure it wasn't, but I guess the question is, why is it the airline's fault? Maybe you made a mistake. You didn't set an alarm. You didn't have your mom call you when you landed. Why is that the airline's mistake? I think that's the crux of the question.
Because they left me on a plane for 4 hours.
And it's their responsibility to take you off the plane?
Whether it be my mom, my cell phone, et cetera, et cetera, I should have been notified to get off the plane.
Yeah. But you're a grown adult. I mean, you get yourself places. I guess I go back to, why is it their responsibility make sure you're awake when they land.
It's their responsibility to make sure that nobody else is on the flight.
What are you asking
and
for
to make, and
here? Are you, you're asking for monetary damages, as I understand it. How much?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's been reported that somewhere in the neighborhood of in the tens of thousands, like in the $75,000 range?
Well, that's been reported.
Okay, is that not true?
I don't know yet.
Okay, but you have filed the suit?
Yes.
Okay, what do you ask for in it?
Ask Jeffrey.
I'm sorry?
Ask my lawyer.
Okay, so you don't know what you're asking for in the suit?
No.
Okay. Why'd you hire a lawyer then, I guess? I'm just a little confused as to the basis of the case. If you don't know what you're asking for, you know what the damages would be or what you're hoping to be compensated for.
Because something happened that was above and beyond something like sweeping it under the rug. As we all know, airlines are very fickle, and we've all had bad experiences with airlines. And I believe this was above and beyond. I believe this was a very unique case in this matter.
Okay. And despite what's in the papers that have been filed, which you don't know what your attorney, Jeffrey Feiger, has filed, what would you like to get from this, from the airline?
I don't know. I can't say that. I have no idea.
Okay. I assume you want some money.
This is about bringing attention to the fact of what happened to me. And if there's a monetary value attached to it, fine. But it's more like this shouldn't happen. This should not happen.
Okay. Ginger McGuire, thank you for your time. We just wanted to get a statement. We're just getting from the airline. They basically are saying to us, we have not received the lawsuit. Don't discuss pending litigation. We continue to work with our partners as a partner airline, Transstate, on the investigation. Ginger, I don't know what to say. I guess good luck to you, though I'm not sure you know exactly what you want here, but we'll follow it, see what happens, keep everybody updated. Thanks.
Okay.
Well, the White House is...
That, she got a little feisty in that interview. And she couldn't answer the questions, also.
Man, I don't. Hopefully, the viewers could have heard better, and especially in the recording, maybe it's better. But man, I had no problem. But once it got to the interview with the lady, it just got like mad low. I don't know.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
I didn't really hear it that good.
Oh, because your TV's loud. That's why.
No, but I lowered the volume.
I think your TV's loud, cause I heard it perfectly fine. I don't know what was going on in your end.
Well, could you give us a little give us a little summary of what they,
Oh well, basically, she was the reporter was asking her, what exactly do you want, from this suit, and she couldn't answer the question. And the reporter was questioning her, how did she fall asleep, during the 1 hour flight. And she was on the plane for 4 hours. Like, how didn't she have an alarm or something that would wake her up? So she couldn't answer that, but sounded she got a little testy during that interview. She couldn't answer some of the questions, but yeah. It's weird. I don't understand how someone can fall asleep on a plane, and I can't understand how the pilots and the stewardess can leave a passenger on a plane and lock her in.
Yep.
Strange, but so you didn't get to hear it at all?
I heard when the reporters were talking to each other, but once they talked to the lady or victim, whatever you want to call the lady, once she started talking, I couldn't really hear her.
Okay, yeah, that must be because your TV's loud. Usually you're like 5 feet from your TV, that's why. So you gotta
the volume.
Move a little back from the TV, man. Your TV might be too loud. Might
you
be some
it?
Feedback. Yeah, I could hear it. I hear it every time I play my show back.
All right, then what am I watching then?
SNY?
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, no, but I'm serious. It's sometimes it's loud, but maybe you could, like, move a little, you know, farther back or something. You know.
All right, I'll try.
Okay.
I'll do that.
But anyway, if the audience can hear that, I apologize. But
well,
basically, you know,
well,
it was just the interview with the lady who fell asleep on the plane and the Fox News reporter questioning her. So anyway, I'm gonna play another clip. Maybe this time you and the audience will hear it. It's the Gary Coleman 911 call when his wife called 911. And she couldn't go downstairs to help him when he fell down the steps, and blood was all over the place. And she's talking to the 911 operator, and you know, she's telling the operator that you know she can't help him because she might have a seizure. Did you hear the 911 call at all?
I've seen little clips of it, like on TV shows.
Oh. Okay, so let me play that clip for you. That's going to be a crazy clip. And again, I hope you guys hear this. And I hope you hear as well. Are you farther back from your phone now? From your TV?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So hopefully you hear this one.
Yeah, 892 East. Hey, what city? Santa Clarita. What's the problem? Tell me at the top of. I just saw I had my husband go make me come through downstairs. He just got home. I heard this big bang. I went downstairs. Blood everywhere. I don't know if he's okay. I'm not down there right now because I have seizures. If I get stressed out, I'm gonna seize.
Okay. Do you know what happened? Is he fell? Or?
His head is bloody. There's blood all over the floor. I don't know what happened. I really don't know what happened. I just heard this bang and I went down there. He's on the floor.
What type of bang?
Huh?
What type of bang?
What type of what?
What type of bang? Like, was it allowed, like a crash?
Like he fell, yeah. Send someone quick because I don't even know if he's, like, going to be alive because there's a lot of blood on the floor.
Is there any way you can go down there at all?
I'll try. I don't know. I mean, I can't.
How old is your husband?
42.
Okay, so somebody else is taking out the ambulance. I'm going to stay on the line with you, okay?
Cool. Yeah.
Is there anyone else there with you that can go downstairs?
No.
Okay.
I've just been kind of sick and, you know, like, I don't want to be traumatized right now.
Is he conscious?
I don't know. No, he was, like, bubbling at the mouth and stuff. Hold on a minute.
Gary. Okay. Do you know if he's breathing?
He's moving. I can hear him making noise.
You can hear him moving?
Mm-hmm.
Gary, are you okay?
Stay
where you are. Don't move, Gary. Okay, can you tell him to put pressure on the wound?
Well, it's on the back of his head.
Okay, but he needs to still try and put pressure on the wound if he's talking to you.
Gary, you gotta put pressure on your wound. What happened? Don't, Gary, don't. Don't fall. No, 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 Roxy.
Can you tell him where she is and help him?
He's lethargic. I can't really help him. I just need help quick.
Okay, I've got him on the way. I'm just trying to help you out until we get there, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I just can't be here with the blood. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't. I have my dog. Come on. Just stay like that, okay? What is wrong?
Hey. What? So he fell while he was cooking, or what happened?
I don't know. I just heard this big. Yeah, I don't know what happened. He fell, and I don't know.
Okay.
And there was blood all over, and I can't do anything.
Okay. Where is he at now?
On the floor in the kitchen. And he's just sitting there. He's sitting up now, but he's like not. I mean, his head's all bloody in the back. And I can't drive, because, you know, like I said, I have seizures, and I've been sick, and, you know, I can't do anything right now, and, you know. Oh, my God, I don't even know what happened. I just asked him, can you go make me some food, and, you know, and he's like, yeah, yeah, and he hit his head, and I don't know. I know it's from his head, though, because I looked at the back of his head, and it's all bloody and gross, and, you know, so.
And what's your name?
Shannon Price.
Okay. And so he's conscious now?
He's conscious, but...
Okay, he is conscious.
He's not, like, with it. And I don't know if he had a seizure. I don't know if he just hit his head and fell. Because, I mean, he was kind of like... He wasn't, like, convulsing or anything, but you know what I mean?
Okay.
No, I can't really get around as it is, you know what I mean?
Shannon, can you tell him to try and put pressure on the back of his head?
No, can't. It's like all bloody, and I'm not trying to do. He's not with it. I asked him. I said, can you put?
Okay, but keep asking him until he does it, because he may not be able to understand what you're saying. So, is there any way you can go in there and at least give him a towel?
Hold on, yeah.
Okay.
I can try and find one for him. I'm just panicked. I don't know what to do. I'm gonna drag in by this fucking crazy person. Hold on, let me try and see. When are they
gonna
be here, you know?
They're on their way. It just depends on where in the city they were when we called them out.
Hey. I just don't want them to die. I'm freaking out. Like, it's really bad. No?
I understand. We just need to try and get some help, so we need to try and get that.
Jerry, don't move. Stay there, okay? You have to put this on your head. Keep pressure on this, okay? Hold this. And your body, like, all freaking over. Don't move.
Okay.
I don't even know why you're standing. Here.
Tell me you need to sit down.
You need to sit down. Sit down. Jerry, sit down.
Hello.
Look at the floor. Sit down.
Whoa.
Sit down.
Ready?
You gotta sit, okay? And keep that.
Okay, can you check the front door and have somebody that's just calling up now?
They can come in and tell them to come in.
Okay. Just tell them to walk in.
I'm gagging. I got blood on myself, I can't deal.
Can you go to the front door?
They can come in.
I know, but I want you to go to the front door. If it's making you gag, I want you to go to the front door and open it for them.
It's open. It's open. It's coming up now. I just can't stand very long without, you know?
Okay.
And I'm, like, panic-stricken, and I
want you to let me know when the officers are with you, okay?
He's here right now.
Okay, then I'm going to let you go, okay, Shannon?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So, did you hear that?
Loud and clear.
You heard it this time?
Yep.
That was because you moved away from your TV? Moved away from your TV. And you got to hear it.
Well, maybe this time you actually put the volume up.
No, the volume is the same. The volume is the same, man. I don't know why you couldn't hear the other one. I could hear the other one loud and clear. It was loud and clear on the phone. I don't know what happened on your end with the other call. But anyway, with this one, as you can hear, his wife did little to help him when he fell down the steps, which leads you to question whether she was the one that pushed him down the steps.
Yeah,
and she didn't
want
to offer any help.
I was thinking that myself.
Yeah, and she,
you
know,
heard the story.
She was telling the 911 operator that she didn't want to help him because she might have a seizure. She suffers from seizures, so. And it seems like she's yelling to him while he's lying down on the stairs. And she's not going over there to help him while the 911 operator is telling her to go over there, hold his head up, you know, stop the blood from his head. But she's not doing anything, this bitch.
Yep.
This damn bitch.
And another thing, what made this whole story even crazier is that once he got worse in the hospital, she's the one that pulled the plug, that authorized them pulling the plug on him.
This dumb bitch is the one that took her off life, took him, little Gary. She's the one that decided to pull him off life support.
And
I don't know if she has authorization to do that.
Well, apparently
I guess
she
did because, I mean, she was his wife.
Yep.
They're not
married. She's not even married to the guy, and she still had authorization to pull the plug on him.
Oh, yeah, she wasn't. Wait, no, wasn't she? She's his wife.
She was his wife.
Oh, they divorced?
They divorced or separated. Probably they divorced, but they still were living together.
Oh. I thought they were, Well, yeah. No, I thought they didn't get a divorce. that they passed up things. I thought they were thinking about getting divorced, but they never got one.
Maybe they were just separated, but they were just still living together.
Well, either way, she shouldn't have pushed him down the stairs, even though that hasn't been proven yet.
Allegedly. But the signs look like something ain't right. It looked like she probably did, but...
Yeah, something suspicious.
There's definitely something fishy about this whole situation.
Yeah. I don't know, man. She better watch out, or his ghost is going to come back and haunt her. Hmm. What you talking about?
What you talking about? I knew you were going to have a reference. Yeah?
What you talking about, Jesus? When Jesus tells him he's dead, but he doesn't believe it. What you talking about? What you talking about, God? But
that's like something out of South Park.
You know what? South Park might do an episode of that. Dead Gary Coleman in heaven.
Will.
Talking to
probably
God.
Will.
That's crazy.
Or an angel or something. They're like,
yeah,
you're dead, Gary. What you talking about, angel?
Well, I hope they find out what really happened to him. If it was a homicide or accidental death.
Yeah. Well, the truth is going to come out anyway. Eventually. It's just a crazy situation. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of sad when, you know, people tend to appreciate people when they're, you know, when they're gone.
Yeah.
So now they're calling this guy, you know, a living legend. And when the guy was alive, you know,
they made fun of him like
he was a freak show.
Yeah, like they even have a Broadway show that makes fun of him, and they
honored
him. They made fun of him, but now they're honoring him, not when he's dead. Funny.
And how did they honor him?
I don't know. They just dedicated the show to him. That's it, I guess. I don't know. And then they went on to make fun of him even more. I mean, I have to admit, I've made fun of Gary Coleman. You know, I've written articles about him on Star Pulse, but... I mean, he didn't deserve to die if it was a homicide, but...
And I guess because of the kidney problems he's had throughout his life.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it made him look even older than he was supposed to be.
Yeah, man, he looked like a little old... Some kind of little old alien.
I wouldn't go that.
Yeah, he did look kind of,
like,
skin was
know,
dry.
He looked like an
80-year-old
guy, even though he's like, what?
Yeah,
like, what, 42?
Yeah, because of the health, his poor health, and, you know, he started to look like an old little alien almost. I mean, you should have seen him in those interviews on Insider and some of these
other... I did. I saw it.
He didn't look good at all. He looked like he was sick. You would have thought he was, I don't know, like E.T. or somebody.
They had I don't know them. I mean, of course, obviously, I don't know them, but their relationship looked bizarre. I mean, I don't just think it's the, you know, the 20 plus age difference, you know, they had on each other. He had on her. It was just, I don't know. They had like a weird situation, like, you know, they're both talking about each other, hitting on each other, and throwing stuff at each other, and, you know, all this crazy, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was a crazy situation. They were on divorce court, you know, all these other shows, and, you know, I don't know. It just looked like a circus.
I want to punch her in her stomach if she did that. If she did push him down the stairs.
No.
What's the producer saying in the background?
What are you saying?
What is the producer saying in the background now?
Oh, the producer was saying that was the reason I called the circus because he's short.
What?
He said the reason why I called the whole relationship a circus. Am I saying that is it because he's short? No, I'm just saying that, you know, they've been, you know, they're supposed to be a married couple, and sure, I mean, you know, everybody goes through their ups and downs, but it looked like all they had was a bunch of, you know,
I think the producer
moments.
Killed Gary Coleman.
I'll go ask her. Macaulay is wondering if it was you that killed Gary Coleman.
Oh, my God.
you bastard.
Sounds suspicious, man. Okay, I'm going to go to break.
She said no for the record, by the way.
Well, we shall see.
You can stop sending the FBI at my house.
All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to play some Red Fox, a comedy
group.
Oh,
Red Fox.
Yeah.
Classic right there.
Hopefully you'll hear this also.
Hopefully.
Pretty.
Oh, now he's playing Red Fox.
I had more than that for lunch. Some pretty girls in New York. And some ugly ones. I'm not going to point you out. You know who you are. Sitting up there trying to look better now. You and some ugly kids here in New York. Why? Because there are ugly parents here in New York. The ugly kids come from ugly parents. You think I'm lying? Follow an ugly kid home and see don't somebody ugly open the door for him. I know, I used to go home. What the hell are you laughing at? You ain't no dream either. Sitting out there looking like somebody's shit in your face. That's why I said shit. I said shit not to shock anyone. I said shit because I'm too old to stand up and say doo-doo. If you would tell the truth, everyone here said shit. You've never said shit before. Come on out the parking lot with me and let me slam my car door on your hand. You'll say shit and motherfucker. Shit, motherfucker. That's a normal reaction uptown. You think they gonna say darn down there? Oh, darn. That's marriage. Marriage is a bunch of shit. I shouldn't say that because you might think I'm angry about getting divorced after 18 years of marriage. I know you want to know about my private life. It's none of your goddamn business. But I'll tell you anyway. The reason why I'm getting divorced is because my wife had to be going crazy. And I was afraid to be there with her. No, I really thought she was going crazy. She thought I was Jesus. I was laying there one night, just come out the shower. She turned to me and said, Fox, can you rise? I said, yeah, if you can hold on till Easter. Yeah, that's a good laugh back there. Damn, man. None of your goddamn business. What I got in the cup didn't cost you nothing. Remember, that's where Lincoln got it. Just relax, brother. This is not your act. If you got to act, find you a job. See, you'd be surprised how time can change the meaning of a word. Now, most of you know, you know, the funky chicken and the dancing, the funky, and soon it's called the funky melon, you know, all that kind of funky black-eyed pea. When I was a kid, funky didn't have nothing to do with music. See, funky was just plain funky. See, funky was grandma's bloomers. And grandpa's long drawers with the nicotine stain in the back. Where he had sneezed and got snuff in them. That was funky. I remember one time I was about 7 years old, and we were playing hide and go seek. And I went in this lady's closet and was playing hide and go seek in her house. I went in the closet where she kept her dirty clothes.
Okay.
God damn, it was funky. It was so funky in her closet, I gave up. I
I said, yeah, I am. Come get me. I want to meet me abroad with some property. I'm tired of a bunch of poor bros asking me for something. Shit. Chick asked me for $100 in Las Vegas like it was a cheese sandwich. She forced me to say shit. Yeah, I said, what you doing later on? She said, $100. I said, shit. $100. I wish I had some homie cost me $100. I'd cut it off and barbecue it. $100. I don't want to live with no broad. I just want to drop in for a few minutes. And some of them $100 broads, you can drop right in. Don't look at me. Show me a husband who won't, and I'll show you a neighbor who will. A lot of you don't drink, no smoke. Some people here tonight, they don't eat butter, no salt, no sugar, no lard, no biscuits, no gravy with onions in it. Because they want to live. They give up that good stuff. Neck bones, pigtail. You're going to feel like a damn fool laying out the hospital dying from nothing. I've been smoking 40 years. If I don't have cancer now, I'll probably have something that will eat it up. Cancer better not fuck with my body. I mean that. If your brother y'all married, don't lie now. Let me see your ring, honey. This nigga's cheap, guys. Man, you gave her that. Did he give you the Cracker Jacks, too? I'm gonna move from over here. That's another reason my wife and I had a little trouble. She always begging for stuff. Last time we talked, she said, Fox, when am I gonna get a ring? I said, as soon as I step out this tub.
That loud enough for you?
Oh man, that guy's hilarious.
Was it too loud?
No, it was
huh?
It was good.
Oh, okay. Red Fox, man, another yeah. Dead legend,
yep.
Dead TV sitcom legend
from Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son, yeah.
Speaking of what,
was he on another show after Sanford and Son?
They had like Sanford, I think it was just called. Like his son, the guy who played his son was on the show for some reason.
Oh.
And he had new characters on the show.
Right.
He lived with this white mechanic kind of dude, junkyard guy. Mm-hmm. And when his son was on the show, he was like a huge bigot. But I guess, you know, in the 80s, I guess it, you know. Kind of like George Jefferson, he kind of, you know, he stopped being, you know, so prejudiced, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's funny as hell, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, still hot.
That reminds me. Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, speaking of sitcom people, that lady from Golden Girls passed away, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, who cares? I mean... The only person we care about from the Golden Girls is Betty White. Well, the two main was Betty White and Bea Arthur. I mean, other than that, you don't really care about anyone else from the Golden Girls, do you? I mean, I'm sorry that she passed away.
That's cool.
Betty White, that's who we care about right now.
Well, she's the sole survivor right now.
Yeah, and that's what people care about right now. I mean, Betty White is, she's like the main female superstar in Hollywood right now, when you think about it. She's been on SNL, she's in commercials, she's on talk shows, she's bigger than Halle Berry or Sandra Bullock.
Well, right now.
Bigger than Nicole Kidman, some of these other, you know, actresses and female comedians. Bigger than Tina Fey. Yeah, she's the shit right now.
Betty
White.
Right here.
And she, and unlike those other three Golden Girls, she's still alive. But let's
That's
go to.
Cool. That's so funny, man. What happened to you? They didn't sign your autograph or something? Damn.
No, I mean, you know, I like the Golden Girls. I actually had a crush on them when I was in kindergarten. But let's talk about Miley Cyrus for a second here.
What's she doing now?
Yeah, that's the question. What does she do now? recently, she was in the UK. She was on Britain's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
And she simulated a kiss, a lesbian kiss with one of her backup dancers. So she didn't really, you know, kiss the backup dancer, but she simulated the kiss. And, you know, the media has been going crazy over it.
Oh, yeah, I think I might have heard, now that you mentioned that, I think I did hear that.
Man, and, you know, a couple of weeks... Well, a few weeks back, or a month back, there was a video of her lap dancing for a guy who produced one of her movies, The Last Song.
Hmm.
And he produced that movie, and I think he's also a judge on So You Think You Can Dance. His name is Adam Shanchak or something. He's 44 years old. And in the video, Miley Cyrus was 16 years old at the time. You can see her in the video giving the guy a lap dance.
Oh, yeah.
And so she got, you know, the media blasted her over that video. She was only 16 and the guy was 44. But, you know, the ironic thing about it is the guy was gay.
What's that all about? What's that all about?
The guy's gay, so I guess it's okay, I mean.
Wow.
But then again, she was underage, so why is she giving older guys lap dances?
Yeah, I mean, it's still a questionable thing, either way you slice it.
Yeah, it was at some kind of wrap-up party for the movie. So the guy is a judge on So You Can Think You Can Dance, and she gives him... Because he was trying to judge her lap dance or something, I don't know. But Mighty's a freak, man.
The thing that would have made it funnier is if they played the theme song, you know, while that was...
She's a freak.
Yo, the roster's impressive on that show. I was watching a little bit this week.
Oh, So You Think You Can Dance?
Yeah.
Man, I haven't watched that show in a while.
Yeah, me either. I just happened. There was a day off. I think it was Thursday. There was no Met game, so I checked it out. Or the game was on a day game, and there was no Met game later on. It was like the Wednesday or Thursday. And
I was impressed.
Huh?
Maybe I should watch that.
Yeah, I was impressed, man.
See, they got good-looking girls on there.
Of course.
Mm. And you want to have sex with them, by the way?
I guess you'd have to ask them.
But back to Mighty. Mighty's a freak, man. I'm telling you, she's 17 years old, and wait till she's 18. Man, she's gonna be Lindsay Lohan. Going out all night, partying, drinking.
Probably
banging,
doing that right now.
Banging dudes like Justin Timberlake. She gotta be banging a lot of guys. Watch. I bet she watch it. 5 years from now, she's gonna be Ray J. Brandy's brother.
Maybe, probably.
She's gonna be,
Maybe
she gonna be with Brandy's brother Ray J.
Even though he said he's not gonna do another one anymore, but hey.
You never know. It might be Ray J and Miley. She's a freak, man. Watch. I mean, we saw this with Britney Spears. Remember when Britney was all innocent?
Yep. That's how they all start out. That's how they all start out. She
Christina
started out.
Christina Aguilera was like that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but she started out quick. It's like, damn, I mean, girls already acting like this already.
For real. And last year, remember, she was dancing around a strip pole on the Teen Choice Awards?
Right, right. There's like always new. There's always stuff coming out with her every week.
Man, next thing you know, she'll be pregnant later this year. Watch.
I wouldn't put it past her.
And it's going to be by Ray J.
Or you.
No. Let's not go there. She's too old for me.
but seriously, you heard about that story about a lady getting fired because they thought she dressed inappropriately.
yeah, that lady. Yeah, you told me about that earlier today. I heard that story, I think, 2 days ago. And, basically, well, the thing is, she was moved to a branch, wasn't she? They
probably
moved her to another branch. And then she got fired from that other branch. So I guess dressing too attractive for her. But she said, like, some of the other women who worked there were dressed more inappropriately than her.
Oh, yeah, she did say that.
So, I don't know if that's the real reason that she was fired. Maybe she could be making it up. I don't know.
And she was saying, like, how, you know, the other ones got away with it. What, she's not going to gain, you know, 50 or 100 pounds just so, you know.
Yeah.
So she could get away with it or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, you know. Then again, you never know with these women. They might be lying.
Who knows?
She probably, you know, she probably just got fired and she's mad. And she's just making things up that they fired her because, you know, she dressed too provocatively.
So what did you think?
I was a little suspicious. What the hell? I'm looking at the news on the 11 o'clock news. They have a story. There was a murder at a porn studio.
Oh yeah, I heard about that on.
It better not be Sasha Grey. Sasha Grey better be okay.
They were talking about that on, I think, yesterday or. Yeah, it was yesterday. It was talking about that.
Who got murdered? Was that
I have
a big
no
name
idea.
Star?
I have no idea. I never heard the who's what. All I heard was like some crazy dude, I guess, who worked there or went crazy.
Better not be Sasha Grey. You know, that's my favorite adult actress right now. So hopefully nothing happened to her. Hopefully it was one of those dudes, freaking dudes. Hey, have you, the new Karate Kid movie, did it come out yet?
No, it's coming out on, actually the same time as, 18.
Didn't the producer make a joke last week that, Will Smith's son looked like a girl? Like a little girl?
No, I think I might have said that.
You said that?
I think I'm doing that for that.
Oh. Because when you think about it, he does. Ken looks like, who does he look like? I'm trying to find someone that looks like a girl.
A little girl?
Rudy, remember Rudy? No, not Rudy. Olivia. Raven Simone when she was on The Cosby Show.
I think that's a little harsh.
No, I'm just joking. But hey, man, I'm tired of these movie remakes.
Yeah, I hate them too.
Yo, I was watching Hellraiser last night. Have you ever seen the movie Hellraiser?
No, but I've heard of it. With that guy with the, what's his name? Pinhead. The one
Pinhead.
With those,
yeah.
The spikes on his head.
Well, there's this really good-looking girl. The main actress in the movie. She looks really good. Her name is I think it's Ashley Lawrence. I think that's her name. She looked really good, so you're going to have to see that movie. But anyway,
Which one is that, the first or the... Because it came out, like, with, like, what, 35 of them?
Like, five of them or six, I don't know. I've seen the first two. I haven't seen the other four or five or whatever. But she was in one, two, and I think she made a cameo in three, which I haven't seen. But I was watching part two last night, and it was a real good movie. But anyway, I went to check to see if they're going to do a remake of Hellraiser. And what do you know? Yep, they're gonna make a remake, and it's gonna come out next year.
They do that for everything.
Yeah, man, they've done that for Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, now Karate Kid.
Oh, speaking of which, now that you mentioned that, they're making a remake of a cartoon. I think
a cartoon.
Yep, but it's a TV show that's gonna be, I think, coming out next year on Comedy Central. I mean, Cartoon Network.
What's the cartoon?
Take one look at a classic 80s cartoon.
You
might be very familiar with it.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Nope. They've done that a million times.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they've done that, yeah.
A cartoon that's never been remade that I know of.
Ghostbusters?
Nope. That's been done before, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
I'll give you five. You know what? I'll give you three
Jetsons.
More guesses. Nope.
Flintstones. Well, Flintstones
nope.
Like 50s, right?
Flintstones 60s? Is 60s.
Yeah.
60s. I'll give you one more guess. You better make it good.
From 80s, right?
Classic 80s cartoon.
Is it one of my favorites?
You betcha.
Voltron?
Nope, but you would have got it on your next try.
Thundercats.
Ho!
No! Why, folks, man?
Folks, we did not rehearse this.
Why?
They're remaking it, man. It's going to come out next year.
Damn it, man.
Yes, even Thundercats, they're remaking.
They got to mess up everything, man. And this is going to be on Cartoon Network?
Yeah.
They got to destroy everything. Watch, they're going to start doing remakes of everything. Watch.
Oh, yeah, they did a remake on Knight Rider not too long ago. Yeah, that failed badly, just like most of the remakes.
Didn't you tell me they made a remake of Dragon Ball Z? But it's not really a remake?
It's not really a remake because it's the... It used to be called Dragon Ball Z, but now it's called Dragon Ball Z Kai. It's like... It's the same exact show we grew up and loved. Well, actually, you know, me or and other of the million of Z fans out there or whatever they call themselves. But it's the same show, except they changed the it sounded like they changed the announcer, the announcer guy. They changed the music. And you know... They pretty much changed the background music, the theme song.
So basically, it's a rename. It's not a remake. It's a rename, basically.
It's a rename, but they remixed the music. They changed the music.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the narrator guy.
You know, it's a guy that'd be like, on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. They took him out. They put somebody else in,
and they changed They changed the background music.
Oh.
Why didn't they just show the original stuff?
Man,
I'm getting hype. I'm like,
everything.
I'm getting, you know, I'm getting hype. I'm like, what? Are they continuing the saga or something?
I don't get that.
And it's the same exact saga, but they just remix the music and the narrator and all these other stuff. They're back to the. They're showing like from what I've seen, they're showing the first season with the Saiyans. You know, when Vegeta and Raditz first showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't know where they're going with it. If they're showing the other episodes, but it doesn't really matter because, you know, you could just get the episodes of Dragon Ball Z, the original one. I was trying to know what Kai mean. I wonder if it means remix in Japanese or something. I have no idea.
Man, Hollywood,
but
stop making remakes. Okay, leave
I know.
Some of these originals alone. You know, one
exactly.
Remake they should never do remakes ever of movies like Back to the Future or Godfather, Scarface. Those movies
yeah.
should never be. Ever.
Exactly. But funny how you mentioned that. Scarface is a remake, but it's a fake remake because they took the you know, the story of Al Capone,
mm-hmm.
but they made it a fictional character. Instead of him being a guy from Chicago,
yeah.
they took him like an immigrant from Cuba.
Yeah.
But they, you know, took some of the storyline of Al Capone
right.
and, you know, made it an original story out of it. That's like the only successful quote-unquote remake I could think of, but it's not really a remake if you know, but you get the idea.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll talk about that more next week, but it's time to end the show, so I'll be back next week at the same time, same place. And catch Will's show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend, at 6 o'clock.
Yep,
so,
6 to 7.
From me, I'm Mac, my co-host Willie Boy.
Later.
See you next week.